I'll start us off.
Oh, you'll start us
I'll
off.
start us off. Right. I've got a question for you, to be honest with you. I love my footy. I've always loved my footy. And got into it a bit more. I'm a bit worried about this season, to be honest with you, Patrick. I am a bit worried. We just got locked down for 4 months, it felt like. It was only 5 days.
We did.
What's going to happen? Seriously? It's going to affect the season. You obviously would have been limited training. I think you said to me maybe a couple of hours or something you're allowed to train. Well, I don't even know if you're allowed to do that.
No, it was. I actually did media on, was it Thursday afternoon? They were asking the same thing. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It is going to be a challenge. The challenges are every individual state reacts differently to the contagion and spread when there's new cases that arise. And obviously one of the biggest challenges has been this UK variant, which is, you know, what we keep being told is far more contagious.
Love the media.
More deadly.
We love the media.
Et cetera, et cetera. Well, we're part of it. So, yeah, we do. So that is the biggest challenge. Western Australia is a really big challenge because they just shut the borders to absolutely everyone. And we love the West. But they're really difficult to deal with when it comes to the AFL competition and the integrity of the competition because you can't fly in, fly out unless you've had whatever it is, 28 days of no community transmission, which is fine. And it's every state does it differently. And you ask most Western Australians, apart from this sort of lockdown that they had when it was 3-4 weeks ago, they haven't, there's been no such thing as COVID this year. Like they've just gone about their usual lives. So they've done a great job over there, but when it comes to the AFL competition, it's really, really difficult to run a competition that is fair for all, particularly when you've got two clubs from Western Australia. So, look, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be, you know, there's every chance there's the postponement of games at different stages, particularly if we're not in hub situations. And we've seen this in the US, and it's been okay. The challenge I think we've all got is when the AFL come out and say, all right, we're going to go back to normal size quarters. We're going to reduce interchange. We're going to reduce significantly footy department soft caps, you know, 3 million off. So you think about the number of staff that's reduced there. So there could be the increase in injuries, going back to normal length games. If there's games that are postponed and you've got to try and squeeze them in there somewhere, you're squeezing in a normal size game. Look, that's why I felt like the benefit of keeping it, maybe if it was 16 and a half minutes last year, go to 18. Just keep a little bit back. So if we need to squeeze and cram games into a short period of time, we can do it.
You're not flogging yourselves.
Yeah. We weren't ever going to get to 2021 and COVID was just going to disappear. So it's something that we're still
going to
have to...
Not while Dan's in charge. Sorry. I didn't say that, but
I did. Don't talk about Dan the Men like that. It's not something, you know, we're going to have to continue to live with it. So I think that at the moment, the season will start on time.
Yep.
A month time, whatever that is.
Glad you know.
But, you know, we're going to have to be on the edge of our seats because it's definitely got the ability to change at a very short...
Will you be ready?
We'll be ready, but
what,
it just...
We be ready or ready?
No, we'll be ready.
You know what I mean.
But teams certainly have had less time to prepare.
Yeah, because of the season dragged.
There's other teams that have had a huge amount of time to prepare. So it's horses for
courses. Oh, yeah, because you made the final. I forgot about that.
All right. Next, first question, rather than me blabble on about footy.